CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Malcolm Honlein and my colleague Thaddeus McCotter. The day after the attack on Israel, on Jerusalem, by the Islamic Republic of Iran, the allies have opinions. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, what has been the role in supporting Israel of Indonesia, of Saudi Arabia, and of Jordan?
So these are three very complex situations. The relationships have many layers. And Jordan, for instance, has a two-thirds Palestinian population. The king always concerned about internal weakness. But we've saw remarkable things happening where Jordan acted aggressively against the overflights of their territory, and that the despite the efforts of Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, often supported by Qatar and its Al Jazeera, to undermine the regime. And they're doing now what many of the other states have been doing, Arab states, in terms of seeing the incitement to violence against Israel as a means of distracting the people from the domestic problems at home. And indeed, Jordan has many domestic problems at home. But this time they responded, and it seems that they are standing up to it. Saudi Arabia certainly seems to be profoundly announcing the fact that they intercepted and did cooperate and gave information about oncoming missiles that were flying over Saudi territory, especially from the Houthis, but also from Iran, and did not couch it in flowery terms or try to camouflage it. They were pretty open in the discussion. The third country was Indonesia, which does not have diplomatic relations with Israel and is not involved in any of the fighting, but it's a distant country, but wants to join the OECD. And one of the criteria seems to be that the recognition of Israel. So discussions have been taking place that Indonesia, I think the second largest Muslim country or the largest Muslim country in the world, will be exploring it. I think some people may have made it public to try to sabotage it, but I understand that there have been contacts, and I'm hopeful that that would be another important breakthrough, and maybe the Saudis will now come around as well and establish relations with Israel, open relations with Israel.
It was good to see the Prime Minister in London and the President in France speaking up right away, Malcolm. It's logical that they would, but still it was good to see participating in the defense of Israel. However, Argentina under Milei, very strong in support of Israel, condemning Iran, and a court in Argentina is now moving to advance the investigation of the Iranian attack on the Jewish Center in 1994. And also, we can presume there'll be more to learn about Mr. Niesman's murder. That is a change of weather in Argentina that's going to lead the whole continent to a new understanding of Iran's role, which we know is active. I regard that as a success of these last hours.
Well, I think if we look at the larger picture, as you cited, Britain and France, but also Trudeau of Canada, many others, the Prime Minister of Australia, some of whom have been considered as pretty hostile in recent periods. In fact, we saw a dramatic change. Japan, others who had joined in the condemnation of what took place, and in defense of Israel and in open support of Israel, aside from those that did it quietly, even Holland and others who were part of this crescendo of voices, because they all know that Israel's taking the hit for everybody. I mean, Iran's targets are everywhere, and the radicalization of Muslim populations throughout Europe and in other countries, and those who are still too afraid to speak up will ultimately pay the price for it. So this is a significant change, and maybe in the region, as I said, not only form the nucleus for security operation, a security cooperation, and clearly there has been a lot of planning and a lot of contact and communication between the various countries to coordinate information through CENTCOM, perhaps, and even beyond. So I think there's a lot of significance to what happened this weekend that doesn't make the papers and isn't the most visible, but could have the longer-term impact. I think also the healing of some of the relationships. And Israel will respond. I know some will criticize him for doing it, but there is no way that they can face their population after an assault like this and not respond in a contained way. I heard in a non-kinetic way, meaning not missiles, but perhaps cyber warfare, other means that will be more acceptable to the world at large.
So we're expecting a non-military response. Is that what you just said, Malcolm? Just understand.
Non-kinetic. Non-kinetic. Meaning not missiles, not the aircraft. But other means are available to Israel. Perhaps they'll shut down their grid. They can do a lot in other ways that will send the message.
That is McCotter, and I thank Malcolm Hohnlein for this report. In fog of war, it's a battlefield, and right now it is not clear. Three wars in Eurasia until further notice. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,